I'm going to be joined by the legendary Philip Bailey, singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire. They're going to be coming to the Ruoff Music Center here in Noblesville, Indiana, this coming summer. So we're going to talk about that and some more, because Philip Bailey also had a solo album he released last year. In fact, we're coming up on the year anniversary of that. It comes up this June, on June 22nd. It's called Love Will Find a Way. Solo album by Philip Bailey last year. We're going to promote the tour with Santana and more. And before I bring him on, the Ruoff Music Center nailed it. This is going to be a big summer and spring for Ruoff. And on July 10th, you got Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Miraculous Supernatural Tour. Absolutely fantastic. July 10th at the Ruoff Music Center. I'll be out there, man. Santana, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I've seen Earth, Wind, and Fire last year. Never seen Santana. So I definitely got to make that. And for later on this summer, on July 22nd, you have Hall & Oates coming to the Ruoff Music Center. Then July 24th, another show I got to make. Some up-and-comers. You've heard me play a couple of guys that will be on this, you know, on this visit to Noblesville. You got the Black Keys will be coming as their Let's Rock tour, but also you have the Marcus King Band, who I've played on here and I've told you guys about several times. One of my favorite up and coming guitar players and singers, blues rock sound. Gotta love them. Check them out. Marcus King. And you also have Gary Clark Jr., another young up and comer that I think you guys would really enjoy. It has that classic rock sound for him as well. You also have Foreigner, July 25th. You got Chicago with Rick Springfield, July 29th. And of course, you have the one and only 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Doobie Brothers, on their 50th anniversary tour, which includes Michael McDonald. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So, huge summer. So we got Philip Bailey today, Earth, Wind, and Fire. As I mentioned, his solo album. So you guys know Earth, Wind, and Fire, though. If you know Earth, Wind, and Fire, you definitely know these tunes. love them all. Love all the tunes. But also, Philip Bailey released a solo album last year as well, Love Will Find a Way. And it features, you know, some cameos. Will I Am from the Black Eyed Peas is on the album. So there's a lot to take in with this album. So the first single from this album was Billy Jack. Philip Bailey, known for his legendary falsetto voice, Grammy Award winner, co-founder of Earth, Wind & Fire, and Billy Jack is produced by Robert Glasper and was originally written and performed by Curtis Mayfield. This version is performed by Grammy Award winner Philip Bailey on vocals and percussion and features Kendrick Scott on drums and Robert Glasper on the keys. When Earth, Wind & Fire began recording in the 1970s, Bailey and his bandmates, like many great artists of the day, had little interest in separating genres and audiences. On Love Will Find a Way, Bailey proves that the atmosphere and ideas that made Earth, Wind & Fire possible, that all music matters, are alive and well here in the 2020s. And it was an album that took a while. It was 2 years. It was a 2-year period. And it was after Philip Bailey started becoming aware of this forward-looking, all-embracing jazz generation. And in quotes, he says, "I'd heard Rob Glasper was given jazz a facelift," Bailey says. "And after attending the keyboardist's live show, he was sold. Not only was the music hot and progressive, but the crowd was hip, diverse, youthful, and passionate. And that is one thing that inspired this album." And another thing we want to talk about with Philip Bailey, back in 2009, the year I graduated high school, Philip Bailey founded the nonprofit Music in Unity and is the organization that helps the youth in foster care successfully transition into adulthood, as well as provides music instruments to youth with passion but lack the resources. So huge program. Bailey has provided many hands-on exciting opportunities for young kids over the years, including attending a sound check, even on his tour, even a platform for people to perform on stage with the band. You never know what you're going to get out of a Philip Bailey show. And a lot of it, I mean, is the foundation Music in Unity. And it's absolutely great. So we'll definitely be asking about that. Earth, Wind & Fire and Santana on their tour. It's going to be absolutely huge. And we got Philip Bailey. Also going to talk about Vegas at the Palms coming up this May. And a lot more. So let's go ahead and get into it. This is my conversation with Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind & Fire.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Philip Bailey?
This is me. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. This is DC.
DC? How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good. DC Hendrix here, interviewing you to promote this big tour you got with Santana.
No question, man. You know, we're looking forward to it. You know, we actually toured together in 75. We were... The first time we ever went out of the country, went to Europe, we were the opening act for Santana, and so that's our memory. You know, one of our greatest memories. You know, as being young musician, we had just got together, just got on Columbia, and you know, so now we're doing it again. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And that will bring you here to the state of Indiana, where I'm located. Be checking you guys out at the Ruoff Music Center July 10th in Noblesville, Indiana. You and Santana hoping to check out that show. I got to check you guys out last year, a little over a year ago. You guys came to the Embassy Theater here in Fort Wayne. Hopefully you remember that. And how did we treat you when you came here to Fort Wayne?
Oh, it's always fun to come. And, you know, great fans, you know, great music lovers. Well, we're looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing all our great fans in that area. And, you know, I used to hang out with a band there back in the day called the Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign.
Ah.
You know, that was back in the day, you know. So So also, I give a shout out to any of those guys who are still around, you know, and you know, just looking forward to coming out. I want to talk about Music is Unity, though, our my foundation, you know, that benefits emancipated foster care youth, you know, foster youth who are aging out of the system. Mm-hmm. You can go to musicisunity.org mm-hmm. and see what, you know, what we're doing. But basically, we fund or children or young adults who are aging out of the foster system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we do a lot of exciting things. So go to musicisunity.org on your, you know, and on social and see what we're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is Phillips Foundation Music and Unity. Again, musicisunity.org. And also, while I got you, your solo project, Love Will Find a Way, just released last summer. How are you feeling about that?
Well, we're getting a chance to go out and do gigs, you know, in between doing, you know, I call Earth, Wind & Fire my day gig. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my night gig is my solo stuff. So we've done some gigs around the country. The record is, you know, championed by, you know, some great musician, Chick Corea, Robert Glasper, Christian Scott, Christian McBride, Kamasi Washington. Mm. It's a record that we wanted to speak to, you know, a lot of the challenges that we are going through, you know, in today's, you know, social and political atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So we chose songs from Curtis Mayfield and Abby Lincoln and, you know, Marvin Gaye, you know. But, you know, it's a fun project. We had a lot of fun doing it. It debuted number one when it came on the chart. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, want you guys to pick it up and check it out. Get back to listening to vinyl.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got a vinyl player myself, so that's the way I got to take it in. Love Will Find a Way. I love Billy Jack. I think that's the first track on the record. And also Stairway to the Stars, two of my personal favorites from the album. I absolutely love it, so go definitely check it out. Love Will Find a Way. So you mentioned, I got to ask you this. I'm a big Curtis Mayfield fan. Obviously, a lot of great albums. You even got the Superfly soundtrack he worked on. You got self-titled Curtis. Your personal favorite Curtis Mayfield album?
Well, you know, all of that impression stuff was stuff I used to sing as a kid, yeah. You know, in different singing contests. And so, yeah, man, it, you know, I was always a big fan of him as a activist, as a songwriter, performer, arranger. Mm-hmm. The great Curtis Mayfield, and you know, we had that similar, you know, falsetto abilities too. So I sang a lot of Curtis Mayfield songs.
Absolutely. And you also have, in a couple of months, it'll be here in no time, but you got Vegas at the Palms coming up. Kind of, I'll let you promote that as well.
Yeah, you know, this would be our third year doing a residency in Vegas. Last couple of years we've been to the Mandalay Bay, but this year we're going to be at the Palms. We'll be there a total of, you know, 2 weeks. Not playing every night, but we kind of like it. It's, you know, you can kind of stay in one place for a minute, mm-hmm. and the fans are enjoying it. So, you know, if you're in the Vegas area, that's going to be around my birthday time, too. Vegas. So if you're in the Vegas area, you know, get a ticket and come check us out.
Absolutely. A great way to celebrate the birthday. And also something I wanted to ask, this is one of my personal favorite albums ever released. It's coming up, the anniversary, March 15th of 75. That's The Way of the World. I actually did a podcast on Best of the 70s a couple of weeks ago, and this album obviously cracked that. It made my top 10 of personal favorite albums. So just kind of help me, because I'm a little bit younger, so what we do on here is time travel. So help me time travel back to the studio of you guys making That's the Way of the World. What were you guys aiming for with that fantastic album?
Well, we were asked to do some music for a movie that Sig Shore had produced, and it was called That's the Way of the World. It was about these artists who, you know, these young artists who are trying to come up and you know, dealing with racism and all the political challenges, along with my challenges or whatever. So we had a reason to write different songs for that project. The album, the movie wasn't that good. But it was a catalyst for us writing those songs, and so the record blew up, and the rest was history.
You appeared on the episode, and correct me if I'm wrong, because this goes back a little bit before my time, but I think you appeared on the episode of Matlock. Is that correct? How was that?
Yeah, right. I did a couple of different things. I was reading for different parts and stuff, and that was an interesting time in my life. You know, I played a smart in Matlock, and I played a soldier who actually got killed by friendly fire, and then they had to do the investigation. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing, yeah, it was fun though. It was you know, fun exploring, you know, different situations.
I'm friends with your son on Facebook, by the way. I met him last year at the meet and greet. I was at the meet and greet after the show in here in Fort Wayne last year, and was kind of talking to him about your acting career too. We were having a little fun with that. You also released some, but I know you did some before that. You do some gospel. So before I let you go, just one more time, promote everything the busy Mr. Philip Bailey is working on right now. What's the summer and spring look like for you?
Well, you know, just between the tour and rehearsals and Earth, Wind & Fire dates, you know, got my hands full. And then in between that, I'm doing some solo dates when I can find them and find the time to do it. So, you know, there's not much time to do anything else, but I'm having a lot of fun. I'm thankful that, you know, that God has blessed me to be able to do what I love, have fun at it, you know, make a living at it, you know, and I'm always appreciative to all the fans who supported me and the fire for a half a century now.
Yep.
Thank God.
Absolutely. God is great. God is great. And still sound good. So anyone that's listening to this, be sure to check them out. This tour is going to be huge. Still loving all the music. And Easy Lover will always be one of my favorite cuts as well.
All right, then, man. Thanks a million.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mr. Bailey. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. You too.